Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
A podcast network.
Hello.
Okay. It's amateur hour.
Hello.
And welcome to...
Filthy! Turds!
Turds! We're turds! Oh my god, that is the most appropriate, you guys.
Live from the first floor lobby bathroom of Stark Industries, where we've had to hide to take a shit before our interview for our internship. We are coming at you.
Okay, this whole pod, just really quick reminder.
Let's brief you.
If you are not on our Patreon, what are you doing?
You are missing out. You guys, listen, patreon.com/twofilthynerds. They're live in the chat right now. We are going fucking nuts in our live stream chat. You guys have to join. It's such a fun group. We do live streams. We watch movies. We hang out. There's more shit.
We talk shit.
Literally, we're about to talk shit. That's this whole episode.
So much shit talking.
I feel like we can't go. We go like 6 months. Every 6 months, we're like, should we talk about poop again? I think we should talk about poop.
Yeah, it's all, you know what? It's a fresh topic.
Are we still shitting? All right.
Listen, one thing I want to get out of the way really quick, because it's a memory I have of poop. Do you remember those like canopy things, like when you were a kid in kindergarten and you'd like put somebody in the middle of it and then everybody would like throw the person up?
Like, I don't remember them throwing a person up. I remember us like throwing like balls up. I don't
remember.
Whatever,
you could
get under it.
And then somebody could throw you up. Anyways. The concept of that, because when you would land in it, they would like ease you down, all right?
Nicole was a child in the 1915s.
I was a carny kid.
15s.
The concept of that inspired me to use what I call the silencer when I take a shit. I like to lay a tarp of toilet paper down on the surface. So when the duty hits it, it just softly catches it. So you, number one, silence it. Number two, don't get splashback. Bam!
Whoa. The tarp. Wait, Nicole.
I know!
How have you not... Okay, should we not put this episode out? Because you should patent this as a product and it would just be like toilet seat covers, but you put it in there and it would just... People would buy that shit in an instant.
Yeah, it's so you don't get splashback. And it's... For me, the only way I can poop in public, because one of my biggest phobias, because as a person... who's had IBS.
I feel like what you're about to say is ridiculous, but go ahead.
The poop shoot. It is the
poop shoot.
Listen, it's a soft landing for your duty. It cradles your duty.
Cradle
you don't get
my
the splashback. There's nothing worse than water splashback. As someone who's had IBS her whole life, one of my biggest fears is toilet bowl water that I've excremented in. Peed in, all of the stuff in, and then I get that splashback. I can't splashback shit into my own shit chute, you know?
But it's your shit.
I know, but like, do you think toilets, like, do you think the previous guest in that toilet, you and who took a big steamy steamer stump stump, do you think that person's duty hasn't left a residue in some capacity in that toilet?
There's a little residue.
Always.
Like, there's a little, there's
always a little residue.
I just like to think that that's building, immunity. That's building tolerance.
So
that's probably why I didn't get sick when I had coronavirus, is because of splashback in public bathrooms.
Exactly.
Someone else's turd remnants going into my cornhole. And now I'm like, I can't be taken out by a bat.
Cornhole meet cornhole. So it's like when you and I share a toilet, we're sharing so much more than friendship. This whole time we've been living together,
beautiful.
Jess, we've been having, because I don't do it in private bathrooms. Like in my own bathroom, if I take a narnar dump and I get splashback in my own toy, I'm like, this is fine. It's my toy.
But
if I'm in a public
bathroom
and I get splashback, I'm like, aah! So I have to tent the water.
You have to do the poop shoot.
Poop shoot. I poop shoot the water.
Even in our, when we shared an upstairs bathroom, did you used to poop shoot?
No. Because I was just like, I don't mind Jess's shit. My ass.
That's, you guys, that's what we call a real friend shit. That's what that is. Just deep brown friendship. We live in Brown Town. Listen, you guys, we're talking about shit because you heard the last episode. We touched on it a little with my barbecue shits. Also, by the way, I can't believe we haven't mentioned this. Our code for Squatty Potty is still usable. Filthy20 at SquattyPotty.com. Let's
just let you guys know, we don't even make money from it.
No, you
we're
just get 20%
you
off.
Up.
We're just like, literally, they don't give us money for that. You just get 20% off. It's just about getting you to experience their products and what products they are. So also at the end of last episode where we learned that producer Sam had not brought his glorious, I don't know if we said this on air or not.
I gotta be honest, deeply offended by this new knowledge. Deeply.
We bought him the luxury. There are travel squatty potties. You can get the like just utility one. It's plastic. It folds. It is a little bit lighter. That's true. We got him a luxury.
Lux.
Travel squatty.
And he left it in storage. Why? Because it was too heavy.
Both of his suitcases were nearly 50 pounds, which if you have seen Sam's attire, there's no excuse for that. What do you have? More pairs of tennis shoes? This is ridiculous.
Sam, I've seen you wear three things. That's it.
Well, one suitcase was full of hats. And so there was just no room for it.
I gotta be honest.
Damn you.
I was offended. And I've been called a dirty Jew before. And this felt more offensive than that. I was like, I spent my hard-earned Jew money on you. Let's be honest, it was foot fetish money. But I spent hard-earned money on your fucking shitty fucking travel potty.
So, you guys, you can't see this. Nobody can. Producer Sam reveals himself for no one. But he has evacuated his seat to go hide in shame on
his couch.
He
evacuated his seat faster than shit evacuates my bowels when I'm using a squatty potty. Use our code FILTHY20 if you want your shit to
and
fly
faster
out
than
of
it will
shit.
Ever evacuate his.
Yeah.
Because, okay, listen, I want to talk about the shits. Do you ever have, okay, when you have like a big shit, like a big thick shits. Okay, tell me if you can relate to this. When you take a big, like thick, like you got to push, like you're having a baby out of your asshole, right?
Oh yeah, all of them are out of like a baby out of my asshole.
But that feeling when it's out.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so they say
when you
they
feel
say
your
when,
butthole recoil, when your butthole's like, and then all of a sudden it's like, oof.
They say when a woman gives birth, like when she gives vaginal birth, you get an oxytocin dump and that helps you love your baby. Does that happen when you take a giant shit? Because it's like coming.
Wait, I'm sorry.
In fact, one time I took a shit so big I did come.
Oxytocin dump?
I did, yeah. I like. What? I only want to take an oxytocin dump. None of these little side shits. That's why I just like, I bulk up. I hold it in for a week.
I only refer to my biggest shits as oxytocin dumps.
I mean, that's what they are. It's just like a...
It's spirit. Oh, there are some shits where I'm like, this was spirit. This was spiritual.
It was experience.
I was like, was this on a vision board at some point in my life? It was so good. Like, I manifested that meditating. It had to have come from someplace godly.
Your intestines. Someone in the chat said, don't push. Trust me. Oh, God. I'm afraid someone in our chat has got a pink sock.
Don't push. John in our chat basically just told us that he's got a Hemi. And I'm not talking about a pickup truck. I'm talking about
I got a Hemi.
there
you just
is,
drive away with a pad on your butt.
I have an anal fissure. I'll just come out and say it.
I didn't know you were a fisher. I wanted to make a joke about an anal fisherman.
Oh my
but
God,
I could never
do you
do
go
it.
Fly fishing? I love fly fishing.
It's a character Phil Hartman would do, the anal fisher. Well, I have to bait, and then he's like,
"Oh, that is so fucking funny!"
Fuck, someone brain hemorrhage poops. A euphoric experience.
Oh, yeah. By the way, how many times? I just want to know by a show of comments in the chat. Just send a poop emoji, please. By a show of poop emojis in the chat, who here has burst blood vessels in their face taking a shit?
I have permanent blood vessels burst in between on my nose. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I don't actually know if that's from taking
a shit. Those
aren't
freckles, actually. Those are
that's
permanent
just a blunt force trauma
vessels.
To the face. But that's because sometimes I shit so big that I pass out.
Yeah.
And I hit the door on the way down. Mm-hmm.
Jess? Anyone?
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
That's a normal experience,
right? That's why there's a big fucking couch in your bathroom door.
Wait, I have another invention I came up with that's poop related. And I think maybe this might have to be exclusive Patreon only content, because I really think you and I have products that we can either make or pitch to Squatty Potty. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, literally make a note, please, producers, to cut this out, because I really like think. Tell me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. Okay. You guys ever like have a busy day, but you're fucking having Hershey squirts?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
squirts.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's like before a set when I'm having like vicious poops and you're like, I don't think it's going to stop. Mm-hmm. You have like emergency shits. Mm-hmm. And then what do? Like any good God-fearing American, you take a small wad of toilet paper, you fold it up, mm-hmm. fold it in between your butt cheeks where the hole is, and hope
that's
enough to get you through the set.
Do you know what that's called?
What?
Because I do the same thing. I have a name for it. I've been calling it this for years. It's the poo canoe.
The poo canoe? Fuck, because I think I came up with a name for it when I was talking with this about another comedian in a condo. Whoever was opening for me, I just met them in Sacramento, and I was like, listen, I'm going to need you to close really hard so I know you're getting off stage, because I'm not doing well.
All of a sudden, fuck, he just gets a boner on stage. He's like, you wanted me to close hard.
I'm literally Googling. No, I thought maybe I had a note of like invention ideas because of that. But yes, you can just do it with your toilet paper. But that's half of any invention is a thing. Like, yeah, we all came up with like a way to do it without a product.
A makeshift thing of it.
But we sell poo canoes and poop shits in a set. Are you kidding? That's a gold mine.
Yeah. It really is.
Am I being crazy?
I think maybe that might be our merch. The merch, the poo canoe the and mooch. The poo tarp.
Oh, let's just sell it as merch. Let's patent it. Sell it as merch. In the chat, let us know. Someone said, isn't that an adult diaper? No. Adult diapers all the way around. It's bulky. It's too much.
It's not a pad either.
You put it in between your butt cheeks, hold it in.
Wait, guys, hold on. I'm going to go get some toilet paper and make a demo. Hold on.
Okay. While Nicole's running to get the toilet paper. Wait, a demo? Are you going to show your asshole? Is she going to she's not going to show her asshole. She's going to show you the folding technique. Not a turd mine. I think it should just be called a butt plug.
This is mucho, mucho importante. Now, men, please note, it is hard for you to poo canoe unless you're wearing tighty whities or boxer briefs.
Wait, because they have loose ass cheeks. Don't men have like your cheeks hold it together?
I mean, you know.
Yeah, maybe boxer briefs is the way to go if you're someone who has
the situation
regularly. Because
you might, because the poo tarp might fall. You
so
know,
you don't think this should be called a butt plug?
You take the toilet paper. You fold it up. All right. Now this edge right here, this edge.
This, by the way, you're listening to this audio. If you are on Patreon right now, you are getting a full tutorial, a poo-torial, a turd-torial. I don't know what to call it, but
there's two ways of doing it. This is why you need to be on our Patreon. You can either take the edge and you can edge it into your ass, or you can
go
like this. You put one finger behind it and then you shove it up there like this. So it's like...
And you Ta-da. Just jam it in there.
Just jam
Let me
it in
ask
your
you
crack.
This. And maybe this isn't for you because that alone is a reflection of how our minds are different. I wish I had toilet paper right here because if I could show you, like, so Nicole, we all know, OCD, has a mind that organizes things automatically.
Because
her
I
brain,
folded it.
Her
you
brain
crumple?
Works in systems. Do you know what I do with my, so she just showed us this really nice fold. You know what I do with toilet paper?
Just wad it and shove it?
I wad it and I twist it into like a plug.
Oh, no! You literally make a toilet paper butt plug.
And I plug up my
Oh, see, I'm poo canoeing. You're poo plugging.
Different strokes for different folks,
you're making
folks,
a poo tampon.
I literally, yeah, it's like a tampon. Yeah, it's a turd-pon.
Okay. We're doing it different. But I respect that. Here's my problem with the way you're doing it.
A diarrhea fram.
If for one, whatever reason, you don't have a wet shit after that, then you have to pull it out of your asshole. And then it's like when you pull out a dry tampon and you just feel the particles just like ripping and pulling your sides. And then you're like, there must be leftover lint in my pussy. It's the same thing with the poo tampon. You're definitely going to have a dingleberry of toilet paper in that asshole.
Oh, yeah. No, here's the thing. And I think this is why we should create and market both products together is because I'm never doing this unless 100%, if I don't do this, I'm going to shart. Like this is like, do it precautionarily. Like,
yes, I do.
Who knows? I'm going to eat cheese. Things might get wild. I do it like, things have already gone wild. We've really gone off the rails. There's shards of turds flying everywhere when I sit down. Mm-hmm. We've got to stop the situation. Because anyone who's seen my stand-up, by the way, this is almost always before a show. I do a lot of squatting.
Yeah.
I
would say 90% of your set is done in a squatting position.
Twice I have squatted, yelled at the same time, and as I yelled, it was just so much passionate force behind the yell that it forced out a little...
Listen, for every opposite, for every reaction, there is an equal and opposite reaction.
And what a reaction it is. Someone in the chat, Ba-bow. Andre in the chat said, Nicole credit card swipes herself, Jessica wine corks herself.
Precisely. Same, different, different means, same end.
Listen, people in the chat, let us know how much would you pay for a toilet survival kit that's got a poop chute, a poo canoe, and a butt plug. The poop kind, not the other kind.
Wait,
we don't have the budget for that.
A turd pond.
A turd
Eric pond? Called it a turd pond.
A diarrhea fram, I think, is the best
diarrhea
way.
Wait, yeah.
Eric in the chat said diarrhea diaphragm. I think diarrhea fram is the winner.
Yeah, what are you going to pick? Fram. I like
poop.
It.
Poop pocket.
Gross things. So yesterday I tweeted, I need to stop calling my period egg drop soup. That's just something I've been doing since I was a young lady.
Yeah. And I said it a long time too.
And then she had tweeted it something about the Diva Cup being a egg drop soup. And then another female comedian came forward. She also
has before that
had referred to it as egg drop soup. And then I was like, how many people have been calling periods egg drop soup? And then I went to Twitter and apparently the whole fucking world.
That's so funny. You know what? I didn't even notice. Here's what I got triggered. Not even thinking, like, at no point was I like, Nicole took this really original idea from, like, it's a pun. What I got sad because Andy showed me your tweet and he's like, this is funny. And I was like, hey, I'm funny too. Like, my boyfriend's laughing at a joke that I've also made. Like, I was such a baby. And then I was like, just in case, Nicole, if this ever, I get neurotic about that shit. That's gotta be a whole different.
Oh no, it's, I get it.
That's a whole different podcast about being so scared of accidentally, subconsciously taking something, but also someone seeing you did something and you have no idea they've done it and they think you took it. It's like, so I always have to be like,
Here's the thing I've said.
I don't want you to think that I said.
I recently messaged Mark Normand. I was like, I need you to know that because someone else showed me his tweet and I was like, oh my God. I was like, Mark. He's like, oh my God, no, don't even worry at all. By the way, your joke's better than mine. And I was like, oh, what?
Oh my God, Mark Normand said that? Oh,
yeah,
fucking,
Mark Normand said that. And then Kirk Fox recently, I tweeted my olive oil joke and Kirk Fox messages me and he goes, I think you and I are the only two people who have extra virgin olive oil jokes.
That's so funny. It just happens. Like it's, especially when with wordplay, but it's like a thing in comedy where you hear so many people when you're in the back of the room go, this is another talk for another time, but we will talk about it because I think comedy inside shit is fun. Speaking of inside shits, don't worry about them coming outside.
What a segment!
With Pooh Canoe.
Wait. Speaking of inside shits, let's talk about outside shits. Camping. Camp. Have you had to hug a tree?
We got
to
wrap up.
Oh no!
We're out of time. We're going to do outside shits. It'll be a whole nother episode.
Outside shits.
Nicole just wiped her mouth with the poo canoe, you guys. The, fucking disgusting. The canoe. The crapper the canoe. Keeper. Oh, we got names flying off in the
crapper
chat.
Crapper keeper. God, you guys are... Are we all... is this a think tank?
It is. It's a... The real think tank is in my bathroom. Kirk Fox is the best. Thank you, Tito, in the chat. He's amazing.
Kirk's amazing.
Listen, you guys. Join the shit talk. Patreon.com/2filthy
Where we talk shit and talk shit.
And tweet at us at 2phillyNerds. Let us know, are you a poo canoeer or a diarrhea frammer? And what would you pay for that kit?
And
because I really think we should launch
tarp?
This merch.
Has anyone ever made the poo tarp?
Has anyone ever done that? Because that's, it's brilliant. Listen, we love you guys. We'll be wrapping up Indiana Jones later this week. So fucking see you there, bitches.
Oh, bye.
This has been a 2 Filthy Nerds production.